Nice.
Okay. Jasper, sleep. Rachel, sleep, 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 and relax. Okay, now, when you wake up in the next few moments, both of you will believe you are journalists. Rachel, you'll think you are from, say, The Guardian, and you know what kind of a journalist you are, and you know the kind of questions you'll be asking for The Guardian, okay? You, Jasper, will think that you are from the News of the World, so you know what, and you're an investigative journalist, you know what kind of questions you'll be asking. Now, both of you will be interviewing Chris Moyles. You'll want to interview Rachel, the broadcaster, Chris Moyles. You might want to investigate a few things, Jasper. Okay, so both of you, eyes open, wide awake, wakey-wakey. Madam, do you want the microphone? So I believe you want to ask Mr. Moyles a few things.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
How long have you been a quality broadcaster?
For about 11 years now.
And what made you want to deliver such quality information to your listeners?
Because I felt it was my duty to go on the radio and give the listeners my views.
So you feel you're loyal, you're newsworthy, you bring what the listeners want.
Definitely, yeah.
You don't find that, you know, humour or wit comes into this at all?
A slight bit, but obviously intelligent humour, you know, not smutty stuff or anything
obviously,
like that.
Yeah.
Okay, if I could interrupt there, because obviously we've got to give your colleague from the News of the World a chance to ask a few questions. Hello there, I believe you've got some questions for Mr. Moyles.
Yeah, hi Chris, how are you?
I'm very good, how are
good.
You?
So one question that our readers have actually sent in to ask you is whether you've ever used your fame to gain sexual favours.
No, I would never.
This is something that we actually have photographic evidence
I don't think that would be right. I wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, that's just not what we've been given. And also, I understand that you dress up as a woman occasionally.
No, just at parties, maybe.
Right.
But you know, nothing dodgy.
Just at parties, so you actually do. Yeah, you've admitted it on air.
Well, occasionally, yes, maybe.
I understand, okay.
Sleep. Now, time for you to phone your story into your editor, Rachel. Look, he's on the phone. Tell him the gist of the story.
I've got a really, you know, genuine Chris Moyles here. He's, you know, he's thoughtful, he's loyal, he knows what his listeners want, and he's very sensible, and, you know, humour doesn't...
Yes, okay, now, hang on, time for you, Jasper. Look, on the phone is your editor there. Give him the gist of your story.
Yeah, I've just interviewed, he admitted to dressing up. He said that part of his... he's lying, totally lying. I've got him absolutely where I want him. Totally, yeah.
Okay, sleep.
Well, there you go, Dave, right? Finally, the truth is out. What can I say, right? You know, I can't lie.
I never knew.
Well, you did. You were at the same party, you know what I mean?